Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, Sean Callahan, the mailbag, and more. You can always call or text at 402-464-5685. Watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. I already said YouTube. What's going on over there? Did you watch some hockey last night?
I did. I watched the whole Tampa Bay Lightning victory over the Florida Panthers in Sunrise, Florida, which is down just north of Miami, for you. That's for your edification.
My edification.
Because you're very interested in that element.
Yeah, well, I love Miami. I go there all the time.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers play in Sunrise, which is 38 miles north of Miami.
Thank you.
The greatest Miami. Yeah, the Lightning cruised past the Florida Panthers.
Well, as you said,
Sip, 4-1, Jake.
As you've said, two-time defending champions, they know how to win in the playoffs.
4-1, the Lightning score 3 goals in the third period, 2 in the power play. The Panthers, I believe, are 0-21 in the playoffs on the power play.
That's not a recipe to win right there.
Nikita Kucherov gets a power play goal to make it 3-1 with 4 minutes left and put it out of reach for the two-time defending champion.
I said that.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Just clarifying that again.
I just like to say it over and over.
Because that's your team.
Yes.
The front runner over here.
And I have that favorite player now, Nikita Kucherov.
And the Avalanche beat the Blues in the nightcap.
Yes.
Blues were up 1-0. I only watched the first period, to be very clear with you. I didn't watch anything after that. I was trying to watch Ozark after that.
Oh.
I got through episode 4.
That's fitting.
Of the final season.
I'm sure there's a lot of Blues fans in Ozark.
Yeah, there probably are, yeah. Missouri? That makes sense.
Yes, thanks, Jake. Yeah, you can put that together?
Just clarifying that for people who don't know their geography or where the Ozarks are at or where the Blues are at. Yes, that's what I did. By the way, I don't know. I guess people are still doubting my Heat, who are up 1-0 on the Celtics. Trailing by 8 at halftime, and then, Sip, they go on a 22-2 run to begin the second half. To put away the Celtics, to go up by, I think, up by 16 points going to the fourth quarter, and they're up by about 10 to 12 points the entire fourth. They win by 11, 118-107. Jimmy Butler. I'm saying this right now. I don't think anybody can push back on this if you've watched the playoffs. If the season ended right now, Jimmy Butler is hands down, no questions asked, the postseason MVP. He has been sensational in the postseason. He's got like 35 to 45 points every single game, even in the losses. There's nobody. There's no one else that is in the same category as Jimmy Buckets. Look up, Gus, research his stats so far this postseason, because there's nobody that's been as consistent as him.
Well, congratulations on beating them.
Look it up, Gus.
Luca.
Luca's got a conversation, buddy.
Luca.
Go to the computer and research Jimmy Butler's stats. He has not had a bad game this postseason.
Luka Doncic.
Luka's been good. Luka's been really good. But he did miss a couple games with injury. Jimmy has not missed a game. I think maybe he missed one.
I'm not detracting from your heat at all. Oh, yes, I guess I will. Except for this little fact.
What?
The Celtics were without Al Horford.
Oh, wow. 95-year-old Al Horford.
And Marcus Smart, who was on the sideline with a sprained foot and pajamas on.
Well, good. That's where he belongs.
Yeah. Now, Horford is critical, as is Smart. So congrats on that. You won a home game with the Celtics playing without two of their rotational players.
Well, we've got some guys in shooting slumps, so same thing.
Hey, except interestingly, for Horford has been in the protocols three times this season.
COVID protocols? Yeah. Who's he been hanging out with?
How's that work?
Come on, guy. Get yourself figured out. Yeah. So congrats to my Heat on a 1-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's more where that came from.
All right, let's get to football.
Yes, I received I want to read this one text for you last night. There, I received a text from Sip that said this after hours of no discussion. It said this: I love coaching rankings better than almost anything in the world, was the text I received at 6:43 last night, as I had sent you the rundown for today, which of course was CBS Sports' rankings of the Power 5 coaches in college football.
Show prep was fun. There it is. Look at that.
You got a whole sheet worth of stuff there.
Show prep was not work.
No, it was fun for you. Scott Frost, out of 65 coaches in the Power 5 in college football, Scott Frost, as of yesterday in the rankings ahead of this upcoming season's results, he was 53rd. Sip, that is dead last in the Big Ten Conference and 12th to last overall in the coaching landscape. He is ahead of, if you're curious, hey, who's he ahead of, Jake? Who's worse than Scott Frost? Dan Lanning, the new coach at Oregon coming from Georgia, is one spot behind Scott Frost. He has not coached a game yet. First-time head coach Marcus Freeman is ahead of Scott Frost at number 48, I believe, of Notre Dame. So he hasn't coached a game yet. He's ahead of Scott Frost.
He's not 48.
Well, he's in the 40s.
Freeman is at...
He's in the 40s. Marcus Freeman, head coach Notre Dame, is in the 40s somewhere.
Oh, 49.
Okay, I was one. Excuse me. One off, number 49 for Marcus Freeman.
All right, let's have some sort of structured discussion instead of just throwing random names out there like
I just wanted to tell people who Scott Frost is ahead of. He's ahead of Dan Lanning.
There's 65 guys.
He's ahead of 12. That's it. He's ahead of 12 guys in college football right now in terms of the coach rankings. So I guess I'd ask the question again.
Yeah, what is your question?
Well, my question, let's start with this regarding Scott Frost and his ranking. Per this ranking, Sip, he would be the dead last coach in the Big Ten Conference. CBS Sports, according to these rankings, believes that Scott Frost right now is the worst coach in the Big Ten Conference. Is that something that you would buy? Is that something you would believe, or would you push back on that?
Well, how would you put him ahead of Mike Loxley at Maryland, which Maryland just finished 7-6 and beat Virginia Tech 54-10 in the Pinstripe Bowl? How could you do it?
That's a guy that gets hammered a lot, saying he's a terrible. Our good friend Lee Sterling has called him the worst coach in college football, and he's really backed that up with a decent season last year. So he's ahead of Scott Frost apparently now with the bowl win, which I think you could certainly argue that.
I mean, isn't that enough right there? They beat Virginia Tech 54-10. Now, before you poo poo that,
I'm not poo pooing it. No poo poo.
Think. Are you sure about that?
No poo poo.
Think about if Nebraska had beaten Virginia Tech 54-10 in anything. in any game, let alone a bowl
game.
Yeah,
I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, we would be overreacting to a large degree.
Well,
so,
naturally.
Mike Loxley at 50th, three spots ahead of Frost, is okay. Tom Allen at 40th seems a little high, but he probably belongs ahead of Frost.
Yeah, well, he had the 9-win season. Other than that, you know, they've been average to bad, and they're going to be probably average to bad this season upcoming.
Right, but he does. I mean, he did. I mean, he was a fast riser, and then the floor fell out from beneath him last season. 40 seems high for Allen, but you got to put him above Frost, right? And then Jake, then they're just no-brainers. Okay, Frost is 53rd, Loxley's 50th, Tom Allen's 40th, Brett Bielema's at 38th. That's a guy, Brett Bielema, who won three conference titles, okay? Took three teams to the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
How do you put him behind Frost?
He beat Nebraska last year in his first game. Oh,
right.
By the way.
Yeah, 38th. That seems okay for Bielema. 38th seems okay. Greg Schiano's at 36th. How would you put Frost ahead of Schiano? Can't.
I don't think you can.
Jeff Brohm's at 30th. Yeah. Do you still have a bromance, or is it switched to Fitzgerald? Have you switched to Fitzgerald?
Well, I've always liked Patty Fitz. But Jeff Brohm was good. 9 wins last
year. Brohm's at 30th. Yes, 9-4 last
year. Yeah, I guess the bromance is still there.
Jeff Brohm won 9 games last year. When was the last time Purdue won 9, and who was the head coach? Quiz time for Jake. The last time before last season that Purdue won 9 games, year and coach.
There's no way it goes back to Joe Taylor, does it? There's no way.
Year and coach.
I don't think it was as long ago as you're going to make it seem like it was. It was not Daryl Hazel. He sucked. I don't know who it was right before Daryl Hazel. I don't think it was Taylor. I forget who he replaced.
Year and coach.
I don't know.
It was Joe Taylor.
Joe Taylor in 2004.
Good guess. 2003.
Okay. Wow. It had been that long since a 9-win season at Purdue.
Yes.
That surprised. You did it. I'm shocked.
Another thing that might shock you.
Wow. Well done.
If you went into Bill Moose's bathroom at Memorial Stadium in his office, there was a life-size cutout of Joe Taylor. There was a life-size cutout of Joe Tiller.
Any reason why?
Joe Tiller was...
A life-size cutout?
Yes. Joe Tiller was Bill Moose's offensive line coach at Washington State. Life-size cutout.
So he deserves a spot in the bathroom still.
Life-size cutout of Joe Tiller.
Like a fat head on the wall?
No, it was a cutout. It was a life-size cutout.
We used to have the most interesting man here, that kind of thing. Okay, interesting. That's odd. That is an odd factoid.
So we're gonna. So what CBS Sports did, by the way? Did you say this? That
they cut it
off at the top. That no top 25. That'll be unveiled today.
Right. They did 65. So the worst through number 26. Today it'll be 25 through number 1.
Okay. To recap the Big Ten, from the best of the, from 25 to 65 to the worst. Jeff Brohm at 30th. How do you feel about that?
I think that's okay.
Okay. Greg Schiano at 36th.
Maybe a little high right now.
Okay. Think about what he did back in the day.
No, yeah, I don't care about back in the day. I care about right now.
Okay. Brett Bielema, 38th.
Proper, maybe a little high.
Okay. Tom Allen at 40th.
I think that's high for him.
That seems high to me. Mike Loxley at 50th.
I think that's probably accurate for last season.
7-6 last year.
That's accurate. It's fine.
Scott Frost at 53rd.
It's probably where he belongs right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're out there saying, oh, Scott Frost should be in the 40s or the 30s, then you're crazy. I mean, the results matter. He's 15-29. He's 15-29. You could go lower than 53rd if you want to with that kind of record. Right? CBS Sports has every reason to put him worse than 53rd. But they put him 53rd.
I think it's okay.
And, again, the comment that CBS Sports has about Scott Frost is this. It says, when Frost came to Nebraska fresh off a 13-0 mark at UCF, he was ranked highly because of it. He has fallen every season since. After going 3-9 last year, Frost has been at Nebraska four seasons and hasn't reached a bowl game. He's only 15-29 overall and 10-25 in the Big Ten. He took a pay cut to get another season in Lincoln, but his fairy tale won't have a happy ending if things don't turn around soon. He, by the way, last year SIP was ranked 47th, so he's down six spots from there.
Right. The rankings are very fluid. A couple notes in these rankings. I didn't realize this was you may have known this, and maybe it doesn't surprise you. Somehow Dino Babers at Syracuse survived a 1-10 season in 2020.
Basketball school.
Dino Babers, by the way, when I covered the coaching convention in 2002, Dino Babers was he was an assistant at that point, and I hung around the lobby of this hotel every day because Frank Solich was making coaching changes, and I was trying to talk to as many people as I could and get the scoop, etc.
Okay.
And Dino Babers was a guy I hung out with in the lobby a lot.
You hung out with Dino Babers?
Yeah, and the guy would say, hey, come on, let's go outside. And the first time he says, like, what are you talking about? He was a chain smoker.
Dino was?
Yeah, he was ripping heaters.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So we'd go outside.
You still ripping heaters?
I don't know. Well, maybe.
We should have him on the show. Hey, Dino, remember B from the coaching convention? You still ripping heaters?
Jeff Collins struck my eye. Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech. Jeff Collins, why? Because here's why.
He's behind Scott Frost, oh,
at
by the way.
58th. Jeff Collins struck my eye because he enters the 2022 season on the hot seat. He's won three games in each of his first three seasons, and the early excitement of some big-time recruiting wins has faded, according to CBS Sports. You get the sense that if Collins and the Yellow Jackets don't reach a bowl game, he won't be in next year's rankings. You know why else Jeff Collins reminds me of Frost? You know what Jeff Collins is doing right now? Heavy portal. 15 guys from the portal. 15 guys is what Georgia Tech has gone after. Or not gone after. They've landed. They're going. Jeff Collins is going heavy portal. Another fascinating one in here, Herm Edwards.
Yeah, he's behind Scott Frost.
Yeah, Herm Edwards.
These are guys after Scott Frost. Yeah.
Even though Herm Edwards was 8-5 last year, you know what's going on, right?
Well, they've got problems. They got NCAA problems.
Right. They're, according to CBS Sports, there's an impending sense of doom surrounding the program. Herm Edwards drops 34 spots despite being 8-5 last season. Hello?
Yeah, well.
Hello.
We have people asking, where's our friend Lance Leipold on the list? Lance Leipold is in the 40s. He's the low 40s. He is at number 42, which is actually down seven spots.
Curious. Why would he drop seven?
Well, this is the only reason why. The Kansas still had a bad record last year. They went 2-10. But, as we know, they beat Texas. And I can tell you, I saw them in person nearly beat Oklahoma. They probably should have won that game. They got screwed in that game.
That was very nice of you to go down.
Think about that. The two teams leaving for the SEC, the two teams you think of in the Big 12, Texas and Oklahoma. You go on the road and beat Texas in their home stadium, and you nearly beat in your own stadium Oklahoma, who was a top five team at that time.
Yeah,
and you drop seven spots. I mean, 2-10, 2-10 is what they look at, but that's one less win than Scott Frost had at Nebraska.
The Vegas Bobcat has weighed in. Hello, Vegas Bobcat. Good morning to you in Vegas. He says, "How can you argue that Frost isn't lower than 65?" Well,
65 is low.
It stops at 65 because it's a power conference. It's a power five ranking. The thing is, Vegas Bobcat, is you have. Okay, first of all, Vegas Bobcat, you understand that Frost threw a 13-0 at UCF. Okay. He threw a 13-0. You don't scratch that off his record. All right. Brent Pry has never coached a game. He's number 65.
Dead last.
At Virginia Tech. He's never even been a head coach before, Brent Pry. So the CBS Sports, by the way, has a simple rule. If you've never been a head coach before, you're starting at the bottom of the rankings. Brent Pry at Virginia Tech starts at the bottom. Mike Elko, same thing. He's been a Mike Elko. Remember him? Quiz time for Jake yesterday. Where's he coaching?
He is at Duke from Texas A&M.
Yeah, same thing.
Defensive coordinator.
Same thing. He's regarded as a rising star in the coaching, but he's never been a head coach. How do you rank him ahead of a coach who went 13-0 at UCF?
Well.
You can't.
But that's why he's in the same category. He's close to him now because of what's happened the last 4 years.
Quiz time for Jake. Who's a Texas Tech coach?
That'd be...
We did this the other day.
No, we mentioned his name. McGuire. Joey McGuire.
Thank you.
Ha! Boom!
Got it. He's ranked lower. He's ranked lower. Hasn't been a head coach. So that's why. These were... I think these rankings were good. There was none of them that...
You're kind of off on Tom Allen, you said, though.
Yeah, a little off on Tom Allen. Sort of intrigued by Shane Beamer because he jumped 24 spots with a 7-6 record. They must have... The panel must not have been expecting anything from South Carolina last year. He jumped 24 spots with a 7-6 record at South Carolina.
Well, they were not expecting that kind of year last year. They were probably expecting to miss a bowl game. I know 7-6 is not anything to write home about, but they had some nice wins last season.
Another one that was interesting to me is Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes at TCU is at number 35.
Sonny Dykes, keep in mind, this is for people watching Scott Frost's career. Sonny Dykes was at Cal 19-30 and 10-26 in the Pac-12.
Sounds familiar.
But still was hired by SMU, resuscitated his head coaching career with a 30-18 record. Now he's at TCU. Sonny Dykes went to Cal and basically was a disaster. 10-26 in the Pac-12. Still landed a coaching job at SMU.
Scott Frost is 10-25 in Big Ten play.
Yep. Very similar. So could Frost go to a non-Power 5 league, maybe go back to the American Athletic Conference and land a head coaching job?
Are you projecting he's going to get fired?
No,
here?
I'm not. But if
that sounds like
if that were the case, if that were the – no, I'm not projecting that. But if that were the case, Sonny Dykes did it. Now, Sonny Dykes, strong name in the state of Texas. Father, Spike Dykes, used to coach Texas Tech.
Great name.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Back to Frost. I mean, Jake, we have to come to terms with the fact that Frost is ranked last in the Big Ten.
Yeah, he is dead last, 14th of 14.
We have to come to terms with that. This is not what you expected in 2018.
Right. When you assess it, does it seem accurate? Does that seem right to you?
Yeah, it does. When we go through, I mean,
Scott Frost is the worst coach in the Big Ten Conference.
Okay, but now I'm the great mitigator. Okay.
Please mitigate this.
Well, it's a great coaching league.
Someone's got to be last?
Yeah.
Someone's got to be last.
I mean, it's a great coaching
league. Why not us?
I mean, if Brett Bielema is fourth from the bottom in a league, that's a guy who won three conference titles at Wisconsin. He took the Badgers to three Rose Bowls, and he's fourth from the bottom in the Big Ten? What's that tell you?
It's a deep league of coaches, yeah. but sadly, you have the worst one, apparently, who is supposed to be the next
great. I'm not that sad
league.
By it because of what I'm talking about. Schiano? Greg Schiano? He was an NFL head coach. Greg Schiano, fifth from the bottom. Fifth from the bottom. Greg Schiano, who led Rutgers to unprecedented heights back in the day. What was that, 2000?
2007.
Yeah, nice job, Jay. Jeff Brohm. Low in the pack. Right?
At number 30. Yeah, yeah. We have more rankings coming out today to see where is Ryan Day, where's Jim Harbaugh, where's Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker's going to be the top 25.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Where's Harbaugh in the top 25 after
you'll have
Kirby?
You'll have
well, who's number
James
one?
Franklin.
Who's number one?
In the nation?
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
Thank you.
No questions, sir.
Then is Kirby number two?
I think Kirby might be two now. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, let's guess the top five here. Comes out today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Saban one, Kirby two.
Okay, now, where's Dabo?
Is Dabo three or is he behind Ryan Day?
Where's Lincoln Riley?
Five or six, probably. I bet they go Dabo three. Dabo three, Ryan Day four.
I don't think two's interesting. It better be Kirby Smart.
I think Saban one, Kirby Smart two, pretty clearly.
Then it gets interesting fast, right?
Yeah, but I think Dabo would be third.
Okay.
Would you push back on that?
Not really.
Did you go Ryan Day fourth? Is that too high for Ryan Day?
Born on third base.
Sure, but he's done well.
He was one loss last year away from heat.
But he didn't lose that game.
He didn't. Are we missing anybody? Dave Clawson's going to be in the top 25 at Wake.
Yep.
But he's not
top five.
He's not top 10 even, probably, right?
I'd be curious where they put him at. Where's Mel Tucker going to be at? How high? I mean, is James Franklin still top 10? Or is he top 20?
I don't know. Let's just try
Penn State?
Let's try to get a top five and see if we can do it. Saban. King Saban.
Yep.
One. Kirby. National champion, Kirby, two. Okay, now it gets tough.
I think Dabo.
I'm going to write these down. Did you say Dabo?
Dabo.
Where's Brian Kelly?
He's top 10 for sure. Number four.
Okay, you're going Dabo, three.
Yeah, I'm going Ryan Day at four.
Four, and then now we got to come up with a five.
Yep.
Come on. Lincoln Riley?
He might be there.
I don't think you can put Brian Kelly at five, can you?
I would not put him at five, no.
Look at the text
line. Where's Harbaugh at now?
Okay.
Does Harbaugh jump to the top five yet or not? Jimbo Fisher, is he in the conversation here?
Now, hold on. Are you sure you're putting Ryan Day ahead of Jim Harbaugh?
It's a conversation to be had.
Won the head-to-head.
Harbaugh won last year for the first time.
Yeah.
He finally did. Well, congrats. He did it for the first time, and he won the conference. Way to go, Jim. Do it again. You do it again, you leap Ryan Day for sure.
See on the text line if we're missing anybody for that five slot.
Well, people are saying
Jimbo.
I mentioned Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Jimbo's a potential five there. Yeah. Kyle Whittingham at Utah.
Kyle Whittingham?
Kyle Whittingham had better be in the top 10. That dude can coach. That dude can flat out coach. And they were, I mean, that Rose Bowl against Ohio State, they were right there.
I agree.
The whole game.
I agree.
I mean, they couldn't stop Jackson Smith and Jigba at all, but they still had plenty of stuff going for him in that game. I love Kyle Whittingham.
Saban, Kirby, Dabo, Day. Who's five? We haven't determined this yet.
There you go. You got Lincoln Riley in there. You got Jim Harbaugh in that conversation.
Jimbo.
Someone says Luke Fickell. I don't know if he's top five.
Fickell.
Probably
close.
Top 10.
Fickell's close.
I don't put Brian Kelly at five.
Okay.
I don't do it.
Could you put Fickell at five?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'd probably have to go with Lincoln Riley.
Okay.
Let's go Lincoln Riley at five.
See how that works out today.
Yep, we'll see let's see if I'm anywhere, if we're anywhere right on that.
So I think you've got to put Jimbo at six.
And then Harbaugh at seven?
Yeah. We're just doing top five, but
you're just trying to project the whole 25. let's keep on rolling. Great radio. Let's just figure it out here.
So yeah, every year CBS Sports ranks the coaches, and it's a great list. It's a great ranking. It's obviously imperfect. They don't pretend. They just tell the panel. They don't even say who's on the panel. They just tell the panel, use whatever criteria you want. It doesn't matter. You can go with a gut feeling. You can go strictly by record. Some combination of both. Just rank them. The panel does it, then they put it together. And what I find is that the ranking's pretty good. Of course, there's going to be some that you wonder about a little bit, like Beamer rising 24 spots after going 7-6. That makes you wonder a little bit, Shane Beamer at South Carolina. But generally, I thought, as I read through them for 2 hours last night.
Of course you did.
Yeah. I can't really quibble with any of them. Lance Leipold dropping 7 spots is curious.
I don't, 2-10 is the reason why, but.
Curious. What do you expect them to do?
Yeah, it's a crappy team.
What do you expect Kansas to finish last year?
Go for a terrible team.
Yeah.
What is Mike Gundy top 10 or not?
Oh, Gundy.
He won't be like, no, top 5. He won't be top 5, obviously, but.
I don't think so.
Is he like 15th probably?
Yeah, in that range.
He better be above 20, right? Better than 20?
Wow. You're splitting hairs.
I'm not splitting hairs.
At that point. Today will be interesting. We'll recap. Do it tomorrow.
We'll bring back the top 25. But before we get to Sean Callahan, Fat Phil says this in the text line, because I said it was sad that Scott Frost was ranked dead last. You said it's not sad.
It's not sad.
Fat Phil says, you're not that sad about a fifth year head coach being ranked last in the conference as a coach?
It's not where you want. It's not what you want, but I'm not sad.
Fat Phil, I'm sad. Sip's not sad.
Fat Phil, I understand it. I understand it. I've pondered the struggle, and I've moved on from sadness to acceptance. Okay?
You accept it. It's not working here.
I also understand these lists are fluid. These rankings are fluid. If Frost throws an 8-4, where does he go?
Yeah, how high does that go?
He makes a jump. He makes a big jump.
A little bit of a leap.
Probably to the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Probably low 40s.
Yeah.
Goes about 12 spots. About 41, I bet.
Yeah.
But 10-2, you're in the 30s again.
But then. But again, one big takeaway is this is a strong coaching league.
PJ Fleck, not listed yet. Top 25 coach.
Oh, Fleck.
Kirk Ferentz, not listed. Paul Chryst, top 25 coach.
Whoa, PJ. He's got to be like 24th or 25th.
He's top 25. Yep. Doesn't matter where you're at. Top 25. You made it to day two. We don't know.
Yep.
Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.